With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be joined by Stanley Foreman, world-famous photographer and North Shore product covering, still covering news on the North Shore. Stanley, welcome, and how are you?
Well, I'm very good. It's a good Monday. The temperature is above 50. It's sunny out. It's a good morning.
It is. It's a surprise, isn't it? We got the sun out, and you're not freezing. Stanley, I get a lot of my information for our news website here in the North Shore from Twitter. And from time to time, your photographs come up, and as it is historically proven, they're always amazing. I want to start where we are now and go backwards. Can you tell me what you're doing now with your photography?
Well, I'm retired, sort of, meaning I don't have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Scanners are my music, so I've been listening to scanners since I was 8 years old.
Yep.
And I keep listening, and now I have a stringer business where I sell to all the TV stations, or anybody in the TV stations. Salem News is using some of my images because I always shoot a still or two at everything I go to. And there's a Hamilton Wenham. I'm going to call it a Hamilton Wenham. The local, what do they call it? I can't think of the word.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the local stuff. I forget the name of it also, yeah. Wicked Local, I think it is.
Yeah, but then they have their own going. Eric Convey is the editor. He used to be a report editor at the American American. Anyway, so I do a little work for them. I do not take assignments. here's something, I'll go. And if I don't want to go, I don't go. I have a... I heard something Saturday, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, whatever day it was, Saturday in Boston. I have not been to Boston on a story, and I plan not to.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
The other side of the Tobin is out of my geographic reach. for three plus years. And that's okay with me.
I hear you. That sounds good. It's good to be your own boss. I love that. And we have taken your tweets. We retweet them. Of course, we don't use them. We retweet them so they go right back to you when someone clicks on them. And the photographs are fantastic. So, you know, Pulitzer Prize, man, two times, all kinds of awards. How did you get started in the business?
My father discovered, I think I already said that, when I was 8 years old, that we found out we could listen to Revere Police on an old AM radio. And I was hooked from that day forward. And I used to chase fires and, you know, red light. What's the expression I use? The smell of the smoke. I have a good one. The smell of the smoke, the sound of the siren, the smell of the sound of the siren, the smell of the smoke.
There you go.
The red lights. And I was going to become a cop or a firefighter. I didn't make it. I did take the fire exam, but I didn't do well. And my father said to me, here, let's get your camera, teach you some photography, and you're there, take pictures. And here I am, 58 years later.
You know, it's amazing the way life works, Stanley, because... you know, you said you thought you may have failed something, but boy, did you succeed in something else that really took to what you wanted to do in the first place. So that has to be extremely gratifying. Tell me about the technology and how you learned about photography and all the iterations that it's gone through over the years, because it's a little bit different now than it was when you started.
Well, I actually broke in with film. We had to understand f-stops and depth of field and speed of the shutter speed and as I said, depth of field. And it's come so far. I mean, I shoot 98% of my stuff. No, maybe exaggeration. 97% of my stuff with the iPhone. And the reason I do it, everything is automatic, and it's instant transmission. I mean, I'm on a... there's several websites that you can upload video, and you have to remember TV is on a constant deadline. Mm-hmm. They have websites, and even newspapers have a constant deadline, and if I want to get something or get paid for something, I've got to get it in. So the quickness of the upload is the most important. If I put it on my real camera, I've got to get it on my computer or go home, mm-hmm. Although I do both,
mm-hmm.
but rarely do I use my real camera.
You know... It's
a real camera.
When
real camera.
when iPhones first came out, I remember looking at a commercial saying, who in the world is ever going to buy a telephone that has a camera in it? And listen, if Stanley Forman says it's good enough to use an iPhone to take pictures, I'm using my camera from now on all the time. Because all the things you cited, the clarity, the resolution, and the instant communication, it's amazing. And these devices are so easy to handle and take along with you.
I want to just tell you my day today. It was a fun day and no one died. I got up early this morning because, Mark Garfinkel, former Herald photographer, now at NBC Boston, fabulous local photographer, grew up in Swampscott.
I didn't know he was from Swampscott, yeah.
Anyway, he's into whales and planes. Anyway, we both have been out in the hunt when the whales are back. And I have an app, it's called Whale Alert, that kind of tells you where they are. And last week I saw they're back in the area. So this morning I made my mind I'd go over to Nahant and get a sunrise and see if I can find whales. So I was there at 5:45 this morning. I made a moonshot over Boston from Lynn from the Nahant Rotary. Then I made another shot of the sunrise from Nahant looking out at Egg Rock. And then I got bored. I didn't see any seagulls looking for bait fish, which brings in the whales, so I didn't spend any time there. And I went back to Beverly, and no sooner did I get in Beverly, and they had shots fired in Salem.
Oh, geez.
I can't think of the street right this second. And they had shots fired in Salem, and I went there. I was at the McDonald's, my usual resting stop on Elliott Street, and I went there, and there were at least 25 to 50 casings on the ground. An Uber driver told me that he came to pick up three young men, and as they were getting in the car, someone opened up, and the only thing that was hit was his windshield.
Wow. Wow.
The casings in some house.
Good Lord.
They've got to be somewhere, and no one got hurt. It's unbelievable. That was my morning so far today.
Well, you gave us a scoop then. You know, with that, in your iconic pictures that you had on the Record American and the Herald. One of those pictures with the flag, the assault by the flag. It's funny. I was surfing for news the other day on my computer, and I saw that photograph, and I forgot that I had seen it before, and I quickly thought that it was a photograph from the assault on Washington D.C. from 2020. And then I realized, oh, no, that was in Boston. And it's just, do you ever get nervous in some of the situations you cover?
Always. Back then, especially, even now, you know, we've got to look around. But back then, of course, we weren't hated as much when I was in still photography.
Mm-hmm.
The media we were welcomed by police, by fire, by people. All that has changed. It's changed in the last few years. So I would say I'm always on alert, even now, even covering locally, because you just never know who's angry, because everybody's angry. Too many people are angry.
Wow, that's, yep, I hear you. I try not to get involved in road rage for that very reason. I don't know if the guy in the car next to me has a gun, so I ain't gonna mess with him.
Well, I have the same feeling when I want to give someone an obscene gesture, as they say. I just say, gee, he might shoot me, I just suck it up.
You still have the enthusiasm, the youthful enthusiasm that I guess you've always had, and the desire to do what? What is it that drives you, Stanley?
Adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. I've always proven myself. I don't know anymore. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself.
I love it.
The 80 in July. I don't know. I listen to calls all day of stroke victims, fall victims, this victim, who knows how long I can keep this going, and hopefully it'll be a long time. We have two grand boys, and that's really our life centers around them, babies, toddlers.
Well, I was just thinking the other day that of people who get into their 80s and 90s and who are still working 70s, 80s, and 90s and beyond, there seems to be a real correlation between artistry, being an artist or scientist, it seems to me like you're both, because you had to learn the science of photography and how it's changed over the years, and you're certainly an artist with how you frame pictures.
Well, thank you, but I have to tell you, it's the science of photography pick up your iPhone, everything's automatic. Everything's automatic. And, you know, I bet you if you say to a number, if you did a poll, what's depth of field and a camera, and let me know how many people know what you're talking about.
Or even an f-stop, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the other thing I guess I'd ask you about, your overall career in photography, especially covering the news, if you look back on it, what are you most proud of? I know that winning awards is so important, but I'm sure there are other things that you were involved with that you look back and say, damn, I did good that day.
Well, I like to think that some of my images, some of my passion for people who were hurting, trying to talk them down, consoling them. I mean, I didn't hug them. You know, I mean, trying to be nice to people, treating firefighters with respect, and being honest with my photography, being honest. I think that's what I'm most proud of. But, you know, I'm a grandfather now. I think that's my proudest moment.
I'm with you, man. Yeah, I get it. All right, we are going to link on our website. We're going to link to your website so that people can.
Really nice.
Anybody doesn't know who Stanley Forman is, they will. We'll keep promoting that. And is there anything else you'd like to mention, Stanley, about your business or where you're headed next?
Well, I just want to give. If you haven't seen Celtics Nation, the Celtics City on HBO, the documentary, the HBO documentary on Celtic City. Just watch one of them. That would be episode 3 with Ted Landsmark, the victim in my Soiling of Old Glory, and I were both interviewed and have a little bit of a segment in that episode.
Fantastic.
And, and reach out if you got ideas. I answer all my, well, I, you can text me. Well, I'm not going to give all my.
No, I got it. Yeah, I will. Don't worry. And if I find any tips that you're not aware of, I'll let you know also.
All right. Well, thank you for your interest. I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. It's a pleasure and an honor, Stanley. Thank you for that fantastic work and a great career. Keep it going.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. That is Stanley Forman, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer twice over, formerly for the Boston Record American and Herald. He also worked at WCVB-TV. You can see all that on the bio that we have linked to on his website. Oh, what a pleasure, what an honor. That is Stanley Forman, as we mentioned. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports. Be well.